I prefer to take call time during the daytime. I just don't function as well at night. Any thoughts about what you might say back?
What is your plan to deal with this problem? Because it doesn't work real well in our profession.
You would think that that would be an obvious. Obviously, babies are born at night. But, again, what are you planning to do? If you have a problem functioning at night, are there some ways that you think you can work on that? What I have said to students when they have said that is, nobody functions as well at night. And it's precisely because you don't that you have to take call. So you learn how to function better because you have to practice at using those same skills with a little bit different cognition. So it becomes a way of learning to do the job.
I would tell a student that I think some of my best births have been in the middle of the night, and that when I walk out of the hospital and it's quiet and you look up and you see all these stars, that is the most rewarding experience for me as far as a midwife. Yes, you might have been up, but you function, and when it's over with, you've got this piece about yourself that I think is very rewarding.
I remember Claire Nelson saying once how cool it was when she would get done with a birth and she would drive home and she'd be the first prince in the snow. That I still have that image of kind of hushed quiet that you can get from that time of the day and night.
It's also very different labor support in the middle of the night. To sit in a rocking chair with the dad maybe rocking next to you and just kind of chit-chatting or whatever, you don't have to do a lot of walking and moving, and it's a much more low-key kind of labor support.
So there can be advantages.
But I think there is a completely additional set of skills that you do use in the night. You know, I think everybody likes to pretend in the medical field that the safety level is high quality at every moment of the day, but the reality is that human beings don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there is a whole different way of operating at night. Priorities are set differently. Certain things you must attend to and other things you completely let go because there's only so much energy and eyelid functioning available. So I think there is a real set of skills that comes into play
right
when you're exhausted.
We do tell our students, you know, that first clinical semester that it's not an option for them to not take call at night because we really consider that to be a part of what needs to happen. This gets a little bit more into the clinical.
You have to also learn how to assess for things like, when do you sleep a patient and when do you not sleep a patient? And when do you do certain things that become night skills that you really only get as you really labor with a number of women at night and you learn, when is this somebody that this isn't appropriate to give them sleep medicine, not just because they want to be slept or because they think they're tired and because you're tired. You know?
So there's really different clinical decision-making that occurs at night.
Do you know, these comments are outstanding. It makes me think that when we teach labor and delivery in the fall, we should bring in from time to time, now what if it was day and what if it was night? Because you're right, and we don't exactly focus on that when we're teaching first stage, second stage, but it would be an interesting nuance to bring in.